USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Rescue teams searching for survivors after three trains carrying over 3,000 people collided in eastern India. The collision happened on Friday, killing 288 people and injuring hundreds more. Railway officials believe a signal failure caused a passenger train to hit an idling freight train at full speed, and then a second passenger train coming from the opposite direction hit some of the derailed cars. Over 1,000 people are helping out with the rescue efforts. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling bill passed by the House and Senate. The White House releasing a statement yesterday saying the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 has been signed into law.
It was critical to reach an agreement, and it's very good news for the American people. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
Public drag shows in Tennessee will not be banned following a ruling by a federal judge. On Friday, U.S. District Judge Thomas Parker overturned a law that was signed in March by Governor Bill Lee. The ruling came in a lawsuit by a Memphis theater group called Friends of George's, whose performances include drag shows. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin clarifying the U.S. position when it comes to China throwing its weight around in the Indo-Pacific region.
To be clear, we do not seek conflict or confrontation, but we will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
That is the magnificent marching machine from Morgan State University in Maryland. They've announced they've been invited to France to perform next June in the parade commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion that led to the World War II defeat of Nazi Germany. This is USA News.
It's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking 7 companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top-performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
Taylor Swift, celebrating the beginning of Pride Month during her show in Chicago on Friday, she took a minute to tell her fans her shows are celebratory spaces for people in the LGBTQ community. The VW bus is back in the U.S.
By the time we got to Woodstock.
The car maker announced on Friday that it will begin selling an electric version of the VW bus, dubbed the VW ID Buzz, and will do so beginning next year. Volkswagen has been creating buzz about the buzz since 2017. A VW bus has not been sold in North America in 2 decades. VW says an extra-long version of the ID Buzz that seats up to 7 passengers will also be available. I'm Phil Hewlett.
If you snore when you sleep, there may be something serious going on.
Sleep apnea or snoring may be associated with reduced brain volume, according to a French study. The research reveals that severe sleep disordered breathing is linked to the shrinkage of a brain region related to memory. The study's lead author, a research officer at the National Institute of Health and Medical Research in France, warned that untreated sleep disorders could elevate the risk of dementia. I'm John Schaefer.
And in Game 1 last night of the Stanley Cup Finals, the Las Vegas Golden Knights beat the Florida Panthers 5-2. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.